Good morning, Friday is back, and so are Rafael Jets, Babri Masjid, McDonald's in North India, and the most annoying, Kangana Ranaut and Hrithik Roshan battle. Speaking of battles, Indian politics is getting so bad that it's become a benchmark of how low can things get. And I mean the Atishi Gambhir pamphlet attack. BJP's East candidate Gautam Gambhir has sent a defamation notice to rival Atishi after she held a press conference yesterday alleging that Gambhir had distributed a pamphlet containing obscene and derogatory remarks against her in the constituency. The BJP candidate has also sent notices to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia. The legal notice demands that the notices apologize and withdraw their statements or face legal action. Well, in the press conference yesterday, AAP alleged that the pamphlet had been distributed along with newspapers in different residential areas of East Delhi, specifically naming Krishnanagar and Vivek Vihar. Now, several people the Indian Express spoke to in both areas said they had not received it. The head of a housing colony and another in East Delhi said he had received the derogatory pamphlet against AAP candidate Atishi, attributed by the party to the BJP via post last week. And now we head to the other low that's just getting lower and lower, the trust factor on any claims made by the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, especially when he speaks on his favourite topic. No, not on how you eat arm. No, not on Muslims, but the Gandhis. The former commanding officer of INS Virat, the aircraft carrier that former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi allegedly used as a personal taxi service, has categorically denied the allegations made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Vice Admiral Vinod Pasricha, who commanded the Virat in December 1987, has denied reports that when the late Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi came on board the aircraft carrier, his friends and Italian mother-in-law were with him. Meanwhile, Congress leader Divya Spandana on Thursday cited the example of Bollywood actor Akshay Kumar to attack Prime Minister Narendra Modi in response to his allegations against the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. Now, posting photos of Mr. Akshay Kumar on board the presidential yacht INS Sumitra, she asked whether it was proper to take a Canadian citizen on board a Navy warship. And while we are on Prime Minister, and some calling him out as a liar, it seems the governance doesn't fall too far from its master, especially when it has to do with Rafael. Well, the centre yesterday told the Supreme Court that a plea for perjury action against unknown public servants for allegedly misleading the court during Rafael case hearing was completely misconceived, as media reports and some incomplete internal file notings cannot be the basis for such proceedings. Former Union Ministers Yashwant Sinha and Arun Shori and activist lawyer Prashant Bhushan claimed in the Supreme Court earlier yesterday that the centre misled and played fraud upon the apex court to obtain favorable order in the Rafael fighter jet case last December. In a rejoinder affidavit filed in Supreme Court, they said the December 14 verdict in Rafael case should be reviewed as the judgment was obtained through multiple falsehoods and suppressing material and relevant information. A bench headed by CJI Ranjan Gogoi is scheduled to hear today the plea seeking review of its December 14 last year verdict in the Rafael case, along with application seeking perjury action. In his last year's verdict, Supreme Court had dismissed a plea filed by Sinha, Shori and Bhushan seeking probe into alleged irregularities in the Rafael deal. Meanwhile, two of Odisha's ecological hotspots, Lake Chilka and Balukhand Konark Wildlife Sanctuary, may not be the same anymore, thanks to Cyclone Fani that roared through the state on the 3rd of May with wind speeds exceeding 200 km an hour. Cyclone Fani, which made landfall in Puri last Friday, has left a long trail of destruction along the coast, uprooting millions of trees, blowing away roofs and homes, and snapping power. Weather experts have termed Fani the most intense cyclone in the region in 20 years. Now, while it affected over 14 million people in Odisha's densely populated coastal district, its impact on ecology and wildlife has been equally devastating, though an estimate of the damage has yet to be made. the Balukhan Wildlife Sanctuary on the Puri Konark Marine Drive, which has over 4,000 spotted deer, a large number of wolves, monitor lizards, and is visited by Olive Ridley turtles for nesting, has lost over 4.5 million trees. Yesterday, the Orisha Forest Department released information on the ecological impact of the cyclone, including Lake Chilika, which has been designated a World Heritage Site. Now, Chilika Lagoon had only two active mouths, the point where it meets the sea. Before Cyclone Fani, four new mouths have now opened due to wave energy with high tidal prism and saline ingress to the lake. This is according to Chilika Lake Authority Chief Executive Officer Shushant Nanda. Its effect on biodiversity is being assessed. A Bhubaneswar-based environment expert, Biswajit Mohanty, said the new mouths were a cause of concern to the health of the lake, but one would have to wait a few months to see if they remain open or closed by natural deposition. And after waiting for 2 months, we are back discussing Babri Masjid demolition and Ram Janmabhoomi, which was sent for mediation. The apex court constituted a 3-member mediation committee tasked with exploring the possibility of an amicable settlement in the decades-old politically sensitive case and has submitted its interim report in a sealed cover, and the Supreme Court will take it up today. And with that, let's head to international news, and we can start with Donald Trump. Well, two House Democrats yesterday joined activists at the U.S. Capitol who presented Congress with signatures of 10 million people calling on lawmakers to begin impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. Now, Trump has proclaimed he was fully exonerated by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's recently released report on Russian election interference, but some Democrats urge that the documents lays out multiple occasions in which the president may have obstructed justice. And on to the last news for this week. In the 6 weeks since Vice President of the United States Mike Pence announced a crash program to get humans to the moon within 5 years, the White House has provided no details on how it would achieve that and a no-cost estimates. But in an hour-long speech, Washington's Convention Center, Jeff Bezos unveiled a life-size mock-up of the lander his company, Blue Origin, is developing to ferry cargo and supplies to the surface of the moon in advance of a human landing. And he made an emotional case for humanity to expand out into the cosmos, a passion he's held since he was a child and has called the most important work he's doing today. "This is an incredible vehicle and it's going to the moon." He added, "It's time to go back to the moon, this time to stay." And that is all that I have for you for today. Time for you to go back to your work so you can stay in over the weekend. Especially if you're in Delhi, watch out for that dust storm. I will be back on Monday. Rest up and enjoy your weekend. Until Monday, goodbye from takeapart.in.